and the chakira, Shimon's chakira is nena mishkashlis for sure m'mayni gabach. And what about nena? Is nena also kind of m'mayni gabach, or is nena just is nena what Shimon calls a ma'isa mechay? This we talked to at length. There's a third thing besides nena, and besides mishkashi, like there's a third category, which is called yoyin or mashbiach chaynuach. Yoyin means gemar baba kama daf kufal. That if a person is yoyed l'nichse chaveri yishaloi b'shus, I go into your property and I plant trees. So the halacha is that it depends. If it's a soda that's asuyolito, that it's made for trees, that's the normal thing that's done with the soda. So then the bala soda has to pay the yoyed. He has to pay the yod. The lashon of the Gemara is that the yod is yodoy al ha'elyon. Rashi says that it means that he has to pay him the going rate. Whatever you pay for people to plant trees, if you would go and hire somebody to plant trees, whatever that rate is, that's what you have to pay this guy also, because it's a soda suyulito. If it's a soda she'en yasuyulito, so then it's yodoy al ha'tachtayno, and you have to pay him the yitzias or the shvach, whichever is less, meaning either what he spent on the trees or how much he increased the value of the field, whichever is the lesser amount. Put it differently, you have to reimburse him for the money that he spent on the trees, but not more than he was mashbiach the sada. So that's the concept of yair. That's very much, here we're coming already close to Ashugya, because many of you should write that the din of makif and nikif, that the makif is makif and midal ruchosov, that he can collect collect money from the nikif, that has to do with that's a kind of yerid. Because the makif was mashbiach the soda the bika of the nikif. Taisim abakama dach nuches is beferish. The makif is midin yerid. The Ramban here in the Machamas is varichus like that. That the din of makif our Mishnah is midin yerid v'nichzei chaver. Bipshutoi. That's a din. That bipshutoi is not a din of nena, because remember Taisu said that the criteria for nena is it has to be maisel, a maisel behentoy anoskufay. And this is not none of the above. It's not maisel. The balasoda didn't do a maisel. It's not maisel behentoy, and it's not anoskufay. So it's not the nem. It's not the normal. Doesn't fall under the normal heading of nena. It's a different idea. The pshutoi, this is a real, the pashup shot is that yoyed is already midin m'mayni gabach, meaning he put money into my field and now my field is more valuable. Here you mama see the m'mayni gabach. By then it's complicated, but here you mama see m'mayni gabach. He put money into my field, he expended money into my field, and now my field became more valuable. So where did the money that he spent go? It went into my field. So that's m'mayni gabach. The money that the guy spent on the netiyas is now in my field. So he says, I want. So he's entitled to ask for it to be reimbursed. He wants the money back in the form of money. Kach b'pshutoi. It would be very hard to say that yoyed is not a m'mayni gabach. Pshuta, intuitively, the normal assumption is that this is for sure a din of m'mayni gabach, at least by a soda she'en asuyulito, where you're paying the yitzias, but it's capped by the shavis of the soda, which we understand in terms of m'mayni gabach. He put the money into my field, so I have to give him the money back, but only up to the value that my field increased. And more than the value that my field increased, he might have spent the money, but it's not by me. So you can see that it goes together. Where did his money go? It went into my field. So yeah, I have to reimburse him all the money, but not more than my field got more, that my field increased in value, because anything beyond that is just money that he wasted, but it went down the toilet, but I don't have it. So at least by a case of where it's not a soda suyolito, that would seem to be a din of a m'mayni gabach. Yeah, a soda suyolito, where you have to pay maybe more than the field was mashbiach, more than the appreciation of the field. You have to pay him the going rate for gardeners, that already might be a different halacha. That might be more than just a m'mayni gabach. That might be, it's hard to know exactly what it is, but that might be, I don't know, it's hard exactly to identify what that is. That's what he's, it sounds like more than a Mamani Gabach. I'm paying him for money that I actually don't have. My field, the guy plants he plants trees in my field. My field is now, I'm going to say, $1,000 more valuable. But he spent $1,500. And that's the going rate. And it's a soda suyolito. So I have to pay him $1,500. Where's that extra $500 coming from? It's hard to say that that's Mamani Gabach. So that does seem to be some other mechanism that's not so clear what that is. But at least by a soda shayna suyolito, where I really don't have to give him back more than my soda appreciated, that would seem to be clearly a case of a din of Mamani Gabach. Which raises a question. Because Nene, we're not sure if Nene is a din of Mamani Gabach or not. We saw what we've been talking at length. Reb Shimon, very strong on the tzad, very strongly championing the tzad, that Nene is not Mamani Gabach. It's a Maisa Mechayev, that's where you'd Maisov, a Maisa Behemte, and so on. And we had otherwise that a Kotun is Chayev, is potter from Nene, even though Mamani Gabach you would have by a Kotun. Yerud you would probably have by a Kotun. But Nene, the Gemara says Nene, you don't have by a Kotun. Anyway, Akaponim, Reb Shimon for sure, Reb Shimon learns that Nene is a Maisa Mechayev, it's not Mamani Gabach. Yerud on the other hand, sounds like it's a Din of, again, especially by Soda Shena Silit. It sounds like it's a different halacha, halacha Mamani Gabach. So the problem is, but the Gemara Baba Kama, by the sugya of Zenene Vezele Choser, the Gemara Baba Kama, when it discusses if Zenene Vezele Choser is Potter, the Gemara brings into the discussion the Aram Mishnah of Ad Makif, which is in of Yoyred, and the Gemara says that Makif is totally in the din of Zenene Vezele Choser. What's the connection? Zenene Vezele Choser is a Chiv Nene. Dor Bechotze Chaveri. It's a Chiv Nene, it's not Mamani Gabach. He doesn't have money in the bank. Shtashli is Mamani Gabach. That's a Chiv of Nene. And Makif is a din of Yoyred. Yoyred is a din of Yoyred. The Chares is a din of Mamani Gabach. Who says they have the same rules? So this kasha is Reb Nochum says this kasha the name of Chaim Shulevitz. How can the Mor compare Nene to Yoyred? Makif is a din of Yoyred. Like you see in Rishayim. And Darbuchat Shachaver Shlomi Dayat is a din of Nene. Who says the Nene has the same rules? Maybe Zenene was a Chosir's Potter, but Yoyred is Chaim. It's Mamani Gabach. So, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this question, but it's certainly a valid question. So, a little bit, obviously, it depends on a few things. Number one, depends on the nature of Nene. If we say not like Reb Shimon, and if we say that Nene is also a form of Mamani Gabach, like we explained yesterday, so why do you need Maisel, Maisel Behemtoy, Hanoh Tzgufoy, if it's just a Mamani Gabach? So, he said because you need some kind of connection between the Hanoh and the Chisar. You need, you know, If I have a Noah and he has a chisorim, but there was no meister connecting them, I didn't do any meister. There was no meister of a meister hentai and a skufay. Then I don't look at it as if my Hanoah was a transfer. I don't see it as a transfer of Shabbos. But so fine, it's a technical thing. So I need to have a meister of a meister hentai and a skufay in order to connect my Hanoah to his loss, in order that it should be called a transfer of Shabbos. But the yisayda dover nen is also a transfer of Shabbos. It's also kind of a mamani gabach. And Yoyrid is also a different kind of Mamani Gabach, not because of mice, not because it was a mice that connected them, but because of a more poshut reason, because his trees are in my field. So that's a simple Mamani Gabach. It doesn't need mice of a mice of Hamdi Anos Gufay. I'm Amasi. He invested trees in my, and now I have a field with trees. So that's a fleshika Mamani Gabach. I see with any bossa that the moment went from him to me. But it's all really under the heading of Mamani Gabach. So then the kasha disappears. It's all really under the heading of Mamani Gabach. There's different flavors of Mamani Gabach, but it's all basically Mamani Gabach. And then it depends on Zenene Vezele Choser, something that's moment by the Nene, but it's not. But there was no Chisorin by the Mahane. Maybe that's not called Mamani Gabach. Because by the Mahane, maybe it wasn't moment. It's not moment. He didn't have a Chisorin. So maybe that's not called moment. Or maybe not. Maybe it's enough that it's moment that it has Shabbos by the Nene. So then we're good. The question is only if you hold like Reb Shimon. That Nen is a different world. Nen is a world that's some Aysa Machayev, some Nudin, some Aysa Machayev. They were learning from Me'ilah, Reb Shimon wanted to say. So then, what in the world did that do with Yoyrid? Yoyrid L'chayr is a Din of Mamani Gabach. Another possibility that would help the problem is if you learn that the Din of Zenenev is L'chosr, the Ptur of Zenenev is L'chosr, is because of Midas Stoim, as some Rishonim, the Rosh and the Mitzvah, So then also the kasha disappears. Because who cares if the lumnus, this is one lumnus, this is a different lumnus, but in midas toim, it's all the same. The midas toim means you're a no goodnik if you take somebody to base them when you have no chisar. So then it's irrelevant. Who cares what kind of chiv we're talking about? Chiv? It wouldn't matter. Nene, lemoni gabach, mazik, what's the difference? You had no chisar. So what are you chepping with the guy? It's a midas toim. So then we're also good. We already talked through. It's not so. That's not so positive. Taisa could be that Shimon also champions that. That's not the Ptur of Zenenev. At least the Taisa holds that's not the Ptur of Zenenev is lechaser. The Ptur of Zenenev is lechaser. Is that in order to be teveya the hano, you have to have standing. You have to because you need a tefias moment. If you're chaser, you don't have a tefias moment. And mishtashli is taka different. By mishtashli, you don't need a tefias moment. And that's it. But that's the pshat in the Taisa about the girl who died to the Michil Yitzhoyis. Again, ground that we covered. So then again, we're back to square one. So Yared L'Chayre is a Mamayni Gaboch. Yared is more like Mishtashile, than it's a Mamayni Gaboch. So how can we more compare that to Zenen of Zalichos? So that's an open question. I'm going to leave that as an open question. I don't know that I have any special insights in it, but that's a problem. To the extent that we say that Nen is a special Maisa Mechayim, and b'pshuto, Yoyed is not, Yoyed is a Mamayni Gaboch. That's the default setting, that Yoyed is a Mamayni Gaboch. Then we do have this problem that the Gemara Baba Kama seems to compare Makif and Nikif to Zenenev Zalechoser. L'chayr, it's two different worlds. Then maybe there's a makom to say that it's not true, that Yoyed is not a Mamayni Gaboch. Maybe Yoyed is also a Chiyuv Nenev. You know, it's very counterintuitive. The pashtus is that it's nothing to do with Nenev. First of all, it's not Maisa, but Maisa Pemtei Anos Gufa. Secondly, it looks like Mamayni Gaboch. I mean, especially by Sodesh Enes Yulito. It does seem to walk and talk like a Mamayni Gaboch. He invested trees. My field is more valuable. And it's taka capped. How much I have to pay is capped by how much he invested and by how much my son appreciated. It certainly looks like a Mamayni Gaboch. But maybe it's not true. Maybe Lo'ilam is not a Mamayni Gaboch. Somehow we'll say, we don't look at it as a Mamayni Gaboch. Maybe it's a Chiyuv Nenev. L'chayre, Vashkof Rishayna, there is maybe a grounds to think that Yoyed is a Chiyuv of Nenev. Even though, again, intuitively, it's very hard to believe. But there is one reason why one might entertain such a thing. And that's in the Sugi itself. You have both in the Sugi in Baba Kama and in the Sugi that comes up. Let's say in the Sugi in Baba Kama. The Gemara there says, Rabbi Yossi says, "Im omad v'godir sirvius, mechayv noisay, megalgam lo v'sakam." So the Gemara is nedayek only omad nikif, but omad makif is potter. Says the Gemara, "Oh, it's a raya. Zenenev lechoser is potter." So the Gemara says, "No, it's not a raya. Zenenev lechoser is chayv." But there, Rabbi Yossi would say, as long as that if it's by omad makif, the nikif could say, "Lididi sageli benitirusu b'azuzu." So I don't have to pay more than a zuz. I didn't need this fancy fence. This is actually going to be the two. So l'chayra is an obvious problem. Who cares? The makif spent money. Well, the makif really was not chosid. That's what we're saying. The makif didn't really spend any money. But we don't care. Because Zenenev the chosid is, we're saying Zenenev the chosid is chayat. We don't really care if the makif spent money or not. It came out of the makif. And you had your sod appreciated. And if you're sort of appreciated, we're saying that Yoyed is a Mamayni Gaboch. So, who cares if you would... The issue is not what you would have spent. The issue is how much is your sada worth more? By what amount did your sada appreciate? Well, if your sada... He made a Begeder Avonim. Your sada now is worth more, L'chayra, to the tune of a Begeder Avonim. So what does it matter that you would be okay with the Jerusalem Bessuzim? Who cares what you'll be okay with? But is your sada worth more? Your sada is worth more. It has to get an avonim. So that's the important thing. So as far as Mamayni Gaboch is concerned, what do we care what you would want? In Mamayni Gaboch, it should be here. That's the chayra. In Mamayni Gaboch, it's irrelevant. have an argument also with Mekan and Bezoil. One of the stories of one of the explanations of Mekan and Bezoil, Tosha says, is you could say Lividi Sagile with Intrusu Basuzu. But if I would get a bargain of Mekan and Bezoil, I would have paid Khan, I would have bought Khan and Bezoil. So in Agamar also this story makes an appearance. So the Chayr of the Pshat is that even though the Sodat Haka now has a Geder Avonim and it's worth a lot more money, but you're not netted from it. Because you would be happy with the Geder with the Netirus of Azuzah. If you would be happy with the Netirus of Azuzah, so your Hana is not more than the Netirus of Azuzah. So maybe here already there's a Mokim to think that maybe Yoyred is not a Yomimani Gavach. Maybe Yoyred is also a Chiyav Nenet. And therefore, we could say plausibly that Lididis Sagili, I would be just as happy with the Netirus of Azuzah, so you're not a Nenet. By a regular Yoyred, you can't say that. By a regular Yoyred, there's no Lididis Sagili. You have a tree, you have a field now with trees. The tree is more, so what are you going to say Lididis Sagili? For the purpose of trees, you need trees. But for Shmira, maybe you don't need to get an Avodah. So the Maaseh, there's the Ramban. The Ramban discusses what is this time, doesn't discuss this issue the way we're presenting it. But the Ramban discusses what is the taina of Lididi Sagili. How does that help? Like, what does that do? At the end of the day, aren't you a Yared? The guy was Mashbiach here. It's a Yared. He was Mashbiach my field. My field is more valuable. Who cares that Lididi Sagili went through Sabazuzo, Lididi Sagili began the Kaitzim? So what? But the Shrach, the field is more valuable. It has a Geder Avon. So Ramban says a different understanding, a different approach. Not because you weren't Nenah. And again, the pashtus is that Yoyred has nothing to do with Nenah. That's why it's really very hard for to say it has to do with Nenah. You weren't Nenah more than the two Sebezos. Yoyred has nothing to do with Nenah. Chayr, again, the pashtus. It's very, very, one would be very reluctant to stake out the position that Yoyred has to do with is a Chiyav Nenah. Not saying it's impossible, but it's hard. The Ramban says a different shot entirely. And this is an important idea going into the sugya. Just to have this idea. So like this. The Rishonim have a discussion over there in Bamatsiya, Daf Kufala. Guy went into my field, he planted the trees, so now my field is more valuable, so I have to reimburse him. Means I have to give him back. Again, it's a kind of Mimani Gavach. He gave me shabbos. He gave me money in the form of trees. So now his money, his shabbos is sitting by me. So I have to give it back to him in the form of money. Can I go to the government and say, you know what? Take back the money that you put into my field, but not in the form of money, in the form of trees. Take your trees. You're coming to me with a taina that you invested trees in my field. I don't want to pay for them. So take your trees back. Loshon Rishonim is Toil Eitzecha V'Tzeh. Or Toil for short. Is there such a taina? Can the Baal HaSodah say to the Baal HaEitzim, if the Baal HaSodah doesn't want it, he likes the Eitzim, that's the Nevi'ah, he has to pay, according to the depending, Sodah Suyolita, Sodah Shein Suyolita, but what if he doesn't like the Eitzim? He would be happy without the Eitzim. Can he just say to the guy, Toil Eitzecha V'Tzeh? So, the Ramban says, it depends. If it's a Sodah She'ein Asu Yolito, it's a field that's not really made for trees, then the Ramban agrees that you could say Toile Zecho Vetzeh. Because you could say, I'm not interested in the trees in this field. This is a field, I had other plans for this field. I was going to make a shopping mall or something. I don't want trees over here. So Toile Zecho Vetzeh, well, you're making me pay for the trees. I don't want the trees. Take the trees away. If I don't want to, if I'm going to keep the trees, then I have to pay. But I can say Toile Zecho Vetzeh. But if it's a Sodah Asu Yolito, so then the assumption is that I'm going to plant trees in this field anyway, then I do not have a right to say Toile Zecho Vetzeh. Because the presumption is that I want to have trees over here. So are you saying that? I think the Pshat Rabbani is that we don't believe him. He says Toile Zecho Vetzeh, it's just a way for him to get out of pain. He's hoping the guy will not take his etzim and he'll leave them there because it's too much. He'll say, keep it. It's too much trouble. But really, we don't believe him. So there's no such time of Tali Tzecha would say. And that's my hasbara. The Rambam doesn't say the hasbara. But by a soda, so you leave the, you cannot say Tali Tzecha would say. The Rosh is chaylik, and the Rosh is you could always say Tali Tzecha would say. Because you could always say, I have other plans for this field. I it's a soda suyulita. But you could say, but I want to plant, I decided, well, so what, I'm a shuvit. It's a soda suyulita. I decided I want to plant wheat this year. So you can always say Tali Tzecha. Says the Ramban, Shitosa, the Ramban with his shita, that in a soda suyulita, you could say, you cannot say Tali. By a soda shayna suyulita, you could say Tali. That's the pshat in Chiyah Barav, why Chiyah Barav says that you only pay the Mekanim B'Zel. We have the Gemara, Megagal Oves HaKol. What's HaKol? Chiyah Barav says, Mekanim B'Zel. Why Mekanim B'Zel? This place is a fancy pshat. Says the Ramban, in the Melchamas by us, he says, because Rav Chiyah Barav holds that a Biko is a suya for Kanim. That's what most people would say that that's good enough for a bikkur. So it's a soda ha-suya legeder kanim. Every field stam is a suya legeder kanim. So the mela beyond kanim you could say toil. Up to kanim you can't say toil. Now as amish there is where you want to say toil. The guy made a geder, the nikif says to the makif, the nikif is prepared to say to the makif, toil. Take your geder and go. But it depends. Up to Kanim, the sod is a suya for. So that you can't say toil. But beyond Kanim, for that the sod is not a suya, that much you could say toil. And the Ramban uses this to explain the whole suya. That's all the sheep that's in the suya. Do you pay Geder Abonim, or do you pay to make Kanim Bezel, and so on. It all revolves around this issue. What is the sod a suya for? Rav Huna holds the sod is a suya for Abonim. So you can't even say toil and Abonim. So you have to pay for the whole Abonim, Kamesh Yagoda. And Chiyah Barav holds that the sod is only a suya for Kanim. So up to Kanim, you could say, you can't say Toil, but beyond Kanim, you could say Toil, that's why you only have to pay the Kanim. So this is a whole new pshat, and this will work in the Gemara in Baba Kama as well. Netiru Subazuzo. The Sod is Asuya for Netiru Subazuzo. So Mela, beyond that, you could say Toil. That's the Ramban. That's the Ramban learns the whole Sunni. So the Fizet, we have a whole new explanation. What's the pshat and Toil of it in Mekanim Bezo? With Idisagili. It's nothing to do with it, whether he's nene or not nene. It doesn't. We're not interested in nene. It's not a sugi of nene. It's a sugi of yoyrin of money gavoch. The issue is the guy put money into my soda. He put a fence into my soda. It was mashbiach my soda. To what extent can I say toil? To what extent do I have to pay for it? Money gavoch. To what extent can I say toil? It depends what the soda is asuya for. So if it's asuya, and that's a machlekes chiyah barav and nefuna. What is the soda asuya for? What the soda is asuya for? I can't say toil. Beyond that, I could say toil. So if that's the case, so first of all, Stam, you did how the Ramban learns the whole sugya. It comes out of a meritic thing. That according to Ramban, we're saying that a bika is a suya for a getter. It's not just a yerid. Many Rishonim write that our sugya is a sugya of yerid. But in the Ramban, it's mavur that our sugya is not just a sugya of yerid, it's a sugya of yerid in the soda suyulito. The reason why you pay for the getter is because it's a soda suyula getter. But what kind of getter is it a suya for? That's already the machlokes in the different Amaroim in the Gemara. Is it a suya for a geder avonim, a suya for a geder of kanim, geder of kaitzim? And now we have various opinions in the Gemara. But whatever it is that you have to pay for, it's because it's a suya for that, and the rest you're saying toil. It's going to be negated to a few things. But that's pshat, that's the Ramban. Now, this is only good for the Ramban. It only works for the Ramban, because the Ramban has the shita that you can say toil for what it's not a suya for, but you cannot say toil for the things that it is a suya for. So then, we understand the Mishnah, we understand the Gemara, we understand this is like a mafteach, the whole sugya, the way the Ramban saw the sugya. But the Rosh holds you could say toil always. You could say toil both by a soda suyulita and by a soda shayna suyulita. You could always say toil. So lafid the Rosh, so two things lafid the Rosh. Number one, so why can't you say toil in our Mishnah? Like what? I mean, why in our Mishnah can't you say toil? The guy, the makif, was makif me with the gedder. If I'm the nikkav, why can I say to him, toil, take your gather and run? Like, why is not available to the nikkav? Why can't he say toil? That's question number one. So the answer is, you could say, maybe in the Chanami, maybe you could. That's not the case in the Mishnah. The case in the Mishnah where he doesn't want to say toil. But Rabbi Kveger points out that actually the Rosh of the Shittosik, because the Rosh in the Mishnah says that the case is where the Nikif saw the Makif putting up the fence and didn't say anything. And the question is, why did the Rosh need that? It's gratuitous. Why not? It's a chi of Yorid. Yorid doesn't have that condition normally. Yorid, you know, Yorid is a and you plant Nepias, and you have to, and the Balachotzer has to, and the Balasada has to pay. It depends. Oh, so you're not a suya. How much does he have to pay? But he has to pay something. So who told the Rosh that here it's a case where he saw the fence going up and he didn't say anything? So Rabbi Kreger says the Rosh was Shitosi because the Rosh was Takabah, why can't he say Torah? Says Rabbi Kreger, that's what the Rosh is addressing. You can only say Torah if you didn't let him do it. You when you first saw the trees, you went on vacation, you come back, your son is full of trees. So you can tell him, I didn't want trees, take your trees away. But if you were there while he was planting the trees and you didn't say anything to him, you can't turn around the next day and say, take your trees away. So you don't have the option of Torah. So then you already have to pay like any other. So Rabbi Kreger Chesm is after the Rosh is L'shitos. That's very nice. But we still have to understand the Fidah Rosh. So what's the time of the Disagel? What's this thing of Gedekanim and the Disagel even through Surbazuzo? Who cares if you're in Disagel even through Surbazuzo? The guy put up a Geder Avonim. You didn't tell him Toil. You didn't say to him Toil. Forget. You were watched and you watched him put up a Geder Avonim. You did not say Toil. So there's no Toil over here. And you have to pay because he's a Yoyrid. So why do you only have to pay? Well, so what's his title all of a sudden with Disagel that by me it's enough to get the Kanim or get the Kaitzim or in the Tirus Surbazuzo? Like, what's all that about? That the Rosh. The Fidah Rabban is beautiful because that defines the boundary of Toil. If it's enough to have a Geder of Kanim, then anything beyond that you say Toil. Anything below that you can't say Toil. But the Fidah Rosh, you can always say Toil, except that here we're talking about where you saw the thing going up and you didn't say anything. That's why you can't say Toil at all. So Toil's not available. So who cares what's the Disagili? But the Sodah was Mashviach, there's a Geder of Avonim. Who cares? Let's examine how much the Sodah was Mashviach, but what does your Sagili have to do with anything? So that's not clear to me at all. Unless, again, maybe we'll have to go back to saying that Yared is a kind of Nene, and if you're not Nene, you don't have to pay else Yared. And so this defines how much you're Nene. But that's very difficult to say. That's a very difficult route. To make Yared into a Parsha of Nene, and it's limited by how much you're Nene. And the sin of Bamitziah, we don't talk about that. I mean, there's no discussion of Bamitziah by a real Yared who planted trees. There's no discussion whether you can say Lidi Sagli. Right? Maybe it's not Shaykh with the Lidi Sagli. What are you going to say? I don't need trees. It's enough for me to have bushes. Like maybe over there, it's not Shaykh Lidi Sagli. But at the end, Lemaisa, I don't know. Maybe that's what we have to say. Maybe we'll have to say on behalf of the Rosh that the Rosh really holds that Yared is a kind of Nene. It's not a Mamani Gabach Bechal. It's like Rav Shimon. It's a Maisa Mechayev. It's not a good Mamani Gabach. Or even if Nen itself is a kind of Mamani Gabach, but it's a special kind of Mamani Gabach that you were Nene. And more than you were Nene is not even a Mamani Gabach, even though my field is more valuable. But if I'm not Nene from the increased value, I don't have to pay for it. It's Dvarim Kashim. It's Dvarim Kashim. I'll be more prepared to leave this as a question. The passage says that Yerid is not a chiv nen, it's a chiv of Mamani Gabach. It's very hard to move away from that. It doesn't look like nen at all. It's not Maisav, Maisav Hemtai, and Maskufai. It doesn't have the qualities of Yerid. And Faket, it has all the qualities of Mishtar Shilei. It has all the qualities of Mamani Gabach. He put money into my field. My field is more valuable. Avada, the Yashur says that it's a chiv of Mamani Gabach. So then what does it matter if we do let Lidi Sagli Mintrusu Bazuzu? But your field is worth more, so it's there's a Mamani Gabach. So again, the Fidah Rabban is beautiful. And the Chanami is a Mamani Gabach, but you can tell him take your money back. Depending on what the Sod is Asuya for. Well, more than the Sod is Asuya for, you can say, yes, this is Mamani Gabach, take it away. You want it back, take it back. So the Rabban is very good. Again, the Fidah Rosh is not available because the Rosh doesn't have this distinction. By him, either there is Tol or there isn't Tol. There's always Tol. Unless you saw the fence going up and you were quiet, then there's never Tol. So this whole distinction that the Ramban is reading into the Gemara is not available to the Rosh. So the Fidah Rosh, the whole svar of this Shalmishel of this Sagili is difficult to understand. Okay, that's it for introductions. And Mitzvah Shem, we'll start tomorrow the Mishnah Sugya itself. The plan. I don't know how long it's going to take for the Sugya. I hope not in not too much time. We did a lot of introduction. The things to see on the Sugya, the Marashi Taisus. The Rosh and the Mukhi Yaisi to start with, and then eventually the Balamar and the Machant.
Thank you, Rabbi.